One of the most recognizable and historic symbols of downtown Los Angeles and the Bunker Hill District is the Angels Flight Railway, or Angels Flight, as most people know it.
Angels Flight is an historic incline railway. It was built in downtown Los Angeles in 1901 and has continued to operate for most of the 110 years since.
John Wilborn, the president of the Angels Flight Railway Foundation, says the two-car incline railway was originally built to ferry the residents of the fashionable Bunker Hill District up and down the steep slope between Olive and Hill Streets.
Back in 1901, there was a Civil War veteran, an engineer named Colonel J.W. Eddy, and he'd actually apparently known Lincoln, and he came out to Southern California and he saw a business opportunity. In those days, most of the residential area was up at the top of Bunker Hill and the commercial area was at the bottom. And so he thought, well, people have to trudge up and down the hill. Maybe we could build something that can take them up and down. And a lot of parts of the world and in the East Coast had these funiculars, these incline railways, so he got a permission to build one and did.
It operated until 1969 when city officials decided to take it down as part of the Bunker Hill Renewal and Redevelopment Project. It returned in 1996, and after a tragic accident in 2001, the railway and its two cars, Olivet and Sinai, were completely restored and overhauled. It operates daily going from the bottom of Bunker Hill on Hill Street to the top at the Grand Avenue level at California's Plaza Water Park, transporting visitors and local workers daily.
We have between 2,000 and 2,500 passenger trips every day. It's really amazing what a busy market we serve.
And while it is a short trip,
Angels Flight's only 298 feet long. We're regulated as a railway by the state of California, and that's what makes us the shortest railway in the world.
John Wilborn says it's still a bargain for such a functional and historical attraction.
Well, this is actually one of the great bargains in Los Angeles, even though in 1901, Colonel Eddy only charged a penny, and then after a few years, the fare went up to a nickel. It still costs only 25 cents to ride Angels Flight from the top to the bottom of the hill or vice versa.
So if you are downtown, take a ride on Angels Flight. As John Wilborn says, it's part of L.A. history.
Absolutely. It is an icon of Los Angeles. After all, not much has been around Los Angeles for 110 years.
I'm Russ Spears for KFWB On Your Corner.